Hey everyone, Dave from Saturday Morning Cartoons here with another mini-episode. Yes, I know we have not been very consistent with these mini-episodes. We still don't even have a name for them. We're basically just trying to bring these to you whenever we get to watch something that's outside of our regular programming for the podcast, or just anything that we find interesting that we want to bring to your attention. Unfortunately, we haven't had a whole lot of extra time to do that lately, but with the end of the year coming up, we have a lot of news for the show going forward, so I wanted to give you a little taste of what's coming up on Saturday Morning Cartoons, and also tease you with a show that I've been watching very, very recently. Only just got into the first couple episodes of it, but thought I'd bring it to your attention. So, without further ado, we're going to start with that. Today's little tease for our mini-episode is going to be an anime series called Eureka 7. Now, of course, here in the States, it's known as Eureka 7. In Japan, as you might have guessed, it's called something a little bit more descriptive. It is known as Psalms of Planets Eureka 7. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the Japanese because that would just be ridiculous. Let's face it. That's not going to happen. It's a mecha anime TV series, so if you are a fan of any mecha series out there, you might want to check this one out. It came onto the scene back in 2005, and I think it's had about 50 episodes or so, so you may have missed it. It is currently playing on Netflix, which is where I am watching it, and thank you, Netflix, for not only having the native Japanese dialogue with some subtitles, but also having the dubbed English version as well, too. I usually try to watch them in the native audio first, and then I go back, and if I miss some stuff, maybe I check it out in the English dub, but yeah, I would check it out in Japanese first, just to be a purist. Okay, so like I said, this is a mecha anime, but it also has an interesting combination of mecha and surfing. That might sound a little strange. They do it in an interesting way, which I'll explain a little bit here as I read just kind of the synopsis from Wikipedia. So, the series focuses on Renton Thurston, the 14-year-old son of Adrock Thurston, a military researcher who died saving the world. He lives what he considers a boring life with his grandfather in a boring town. He loves lifting, a sport similar to surfing but with trapar, a substance abundant throughout the air as the medium. So basically they're just surfing through the skies on these giant mechas, which is pretty cool. It's a really neat kind of visual look that's different from what we've seen other sort of mecha series before. So that's the one kind of hook that if you like mecha but you need something a little different from the usual, you might want to check out Eureka 7 just for that. So, back to Renton. He dreams, as we all do, of joining the renegade group Gecko State, led by his idol Holland, a legendary lifter. An opportunity to do so literally falls into his lap when a large mechanical robot called the Nervash Type Zero and Eureka, its pilot and member of Gecko State, crash into Renton's room. Renton's grandfather orders him to deliver a special part to the Nervash called the Amita Drive, which releases the immense power dormant within the Type Zero called the Seven Swell Phenomenon. If this all sounds a little bit too crazy for you, that's because it probably is. If you haven't been familiar with any, past mecha series, then maybe this isn't the one to dive into. But like I said, if you're a fan of mecha and you're looking for something a little bit new, check out Eureka 7. Head on over to Netflix and take a look. I think they have 2 seasons available. I'm literally only 2.5 episodes in, but it's interesting so far. It's got my attention more than a lot of these type of shows do, so we'll see how it goes. If you're a fan, feel free to let us know, and if you're interested, yeah, check it out on Netflix. And now back to your regularly scheduled Saturday Morning Cartoons updates. Christmas is on its way. We are currently in Hanukkah right now, and Christmas is right around the corner, and the end of the year plans, everything gets a little crazy, people are traveling. So I've talked to Sean. Matt's still kind of out of commission for the moment, so we decided we're going to take a Christmas break. So there is not going to be a Saturday Morning Cartoons episode over Christmas. However, there will be our 31st episode coming up, in which we will be talking about David the Gnome. Yes, Nickelodeon's own David the Gnome. We are going to have a special guest. It's going to be myself, Sean, and Allison Keene, special guest star Allison Keene. She is a TV reviewer and critic at The Hollywood Reporter and at Collider and at a number of other sites. So she is going to join us to talk about David the Gnome, and we're going to try to keep it together through one of the saddest cartoon finales from our childhood. So hopefully you will join us and take a listen to them. That's going to be a lot of fun, I think. It's a very wholesome show, surprisingly. It's very different from anything we've covered on the podcast so far. So if you're not familiar with it, you can find these episodes on YouTube. We watched the first 3 episodes of the series, as well as the finale. So you can find them pretty easily. So feel free to watch them and then listen along with us this coming Saturday when we talk about David the Gnome on the podcast. And now, since the New Year's, like I said, is almost upon us, just a little tease for what we have coming up in 2015. Well, not huge news, but this is something fun that we've been looking forward to for a little while. We decided that we want to get into some Nicktoons. So what we're going to do is we're going to have New Year's Nicktoons, and every weekend in January, we're going to talk about a different Nicktoons series. So thankfully, the way the calendar kind of lined up this year, there are 5 weeks in January, which means 5 Saturdays, which means 5 episodes of Saturday Morning Cartoons podcast. So we are going to go through, I'm not going to tell you which ones yet, but we're going to go through the original Nicktoons, and we're kind of going to go in chronological order. So if you're a fan from back in the early to mid-90s, you already know pretty much exactly which ones we're going to be covering. So we're going to be watching them kind of over Christmas to get ahead of the game, and we're going to release one episode each week on the early Nicktoons. So I feel like most of you guys out there, you definitely watch the Nicktoons. You probably have your favorite. So feel free to let us know which ones were your favorite, which series, which characters, which episodes, anything that we absolutely need to cover for some of those early days, especially something like Rugrats, man, where there's like 180 episodes. If you've got your favorites, please let us know, and we will do our best to cover it and give you a shout-out on the show. So without further ado, that's it for our mini episode. Thank you very much for listening. Check out Eureka 7. Tune in for David the Gnome this weekend with special guest Allison Keene. And then come on back in the new year where we tackle some Nicktoons for the first 5 weeks of 2015. And let me take this opportunity to say happy holidays to all of you. Be safe out there, have fun, and I wish you a happy new year. And thank you for listening to Saturday Morning Cartoons. Talk to you soon.